Thank you. All right, let's move on to item six, which is to consider and take possible action to authorize our CEO to execute a contract with Liebert Cassidy Whitmore to provide labor relations consultant services and labor and employment law consultant services. This is an action item. Good morning.
Good morning.
The floor is yours.
So on September 25th of 2024, you guys authorized us to issue a request for proposal for labor and employment law consultant services and for the labor relations consultant services. We did receive five responses from qualified law firms for both of the requests. And we had a selection committee comprised of Christina Dunn, Karen Levy, and myself. We reviewed all the responses, and then we interviewed the top four firms, and then we completed a reference check for the finalists. So our finalists that we brought with me today is Liebert Cassidy Whitmore, also known as LCW, and they stood out due to their depth of experience representing public employers. So I have Maureen Jacob and Lisa Charbonneau here to talk to you and answer any questions you have. So I'll let them go ahead and provide you some information about their firm.
Super. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, and thank you, Erica, for the introduction. My name is Maureen Jacob. I'm the managing partner in our San Francisco office for Liebert Cassidy Whitmore. We are grateful to have the opportunity to meet with you this morning, appreciate the opportunity to work with Cicera. As Erica mentioned, Liebert Cassidy Whitmore is a law firm that almost exclusively focuses on public sector representation. Over 90% of our clients are public agencies in California. The rest of our clients are nonprofits. So our work is to represent mission-driven, service-driven organizations such as Cicera. The firm has five offices throughout the state. We have over 100 attorneys. We have about 25 attorneys in our San Francisco office, and we would be servicing Cicera's needs out of our San Francisco office with myself and my partner, Lisa Charbonneau, leading the efforts on behalf of Cicera. We're a full-service labor and employment law firm, so we handle all things labor relations related, which is Lisa's specialty, and any other employment issues that arise. And that could be workplace investigations, advice and counsel on discipline matters, health issues such as accommodations, leave issues, workplace investigations. It really runs the entire gamut of anything labor or employment that arises, we can assist Cicera with. We provide services to a majority of the public agencies who do contract with outside counsel throughout the state. So as Erica mentioned, we have a breadth and a depth of knowledge and experience, not only in labor and employment law, but the issues that are unique to public sector agencies in California. And we think that's part of what sets us apart. We are not simply answering machines for our clients. We take our role very seriously. We are trusted advisors to our clients. So we will partner with you on solutions that make sense for the circumstances that we are confronted with. There's no one size fits all when it comes to labor and employment issues, and we are creative and effective and efficient when it comes to delivering legal services to our clients. That requires a level of responsiveness to clients that we take very seriously and pride ourselves on as well. We are consistent in what we do. We are reliable. The firm has been in existence for over 40 years, providing the services to our clients. And we take our obligations very seriously. We're here this morning just to give you an overview about the firm, and we are happy to answer any questions that the board may have. And I want to thank you again, Lisa and I both thank you again for the opportunity to be here this morning.
Thank you. I had one question. It was kind of bubbling up as you were talking, and that is, in your experience, is there anything particularly unique to the representation of public pension systems that might set it apart from a legal standpoint, from the types and kinds of matters that arise with other public agencies? Is there anything unique to this type of representation?
So most of the clients that we serve are in a public pension system, be it an agency like CSERA or PERS, for example. And so we are accustomed to working with agencies who are routinely addressing retirement issues, which we understand are really complex and dynamic and can change over time.
That's a good capsule summary, complex and change over time. That kind of hits it on the mark. All right, any questions for Maureen? Jerry?
To what extent, in the relationships you've had with other clients, do you characterize outreach efforts on your part, early warning types of things, or is it all a function of the client reaching out for advice, or are you inclined in some cases to provide heads up on certain issues that may be on the horizon?
That's a great question. You know, part of what we do as a law firm is educate our clients. So we do that in a variety of ways. One way is by issuing special bulletins that are blasted to all of our clients, which give our clients a heads up about changes that are coming with respect to any laws. We also have a monthly newsletter that goes out to all of our clients, which similarly addresses issues. And then if we are working on particular issues with a particular client and we have that relationship, then, you know, Lisa or myself, for example, could directly reach out and forewarn and educate, you know, about what the issue is. And then if there is something internally going on and we observe, we haven't been asked about something, but we observe that there's potentially an issue or something that you want to take a look at, we are very proactive in that regard and will give notice and invite a conversation about whether any action needs to be taken.
And a follow-up, if I might.
Sure.
To what extent do you familiarize yourself with a client after an engagement? I mean, to review documentation, to talk to key individuals, to find out what the MOU looks like, whatever else it might be.
So I'm going to let Lisa speak to the labor relations piece of that question. Before I hand it over to Lisa, I do want to add that it is customary for us, what we will offer when we are brought into an agency is an introductory meeting so that we can meet with the key stakeholders and get an understanding as to what the current issues are. Sometimes we step in, we're taking over existing matters just so that we have situational awareness about what's going on within the agency. But I'll let Lisa speak to the labor relations side of it.
Thanks, Maureen. Good morning, everyone. As a lead negotiator for public agencies in Northern California, I meet with the stakeholders before we go to the table to figure out what's been working and what hasn't been working. I will absolutely dive into the MOU. We will ask the client if they want us to review the MOU for possible changes, language cleanup, legal issues. We might even look at the previous MOU. We will ask for side letters that might be hanging out there. And it is also a good idea to look at any personnel code or personnel ordinance that might be have been enacted, because all of those things will really play a role in what's going to happen at the table.
Thank you. All right. Any other questions? Belinda.
Okay. I just have a question on the fee. Do you charge a retainer fee in addition to this hourly rate, or it's just hourly rate?
No retainer. Yeah, it's the straight hourly rate. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other? Yeah, Samson.
Of the total number of employees, how many are based out of the San Francisco office? And off the top of your head, do you know the average tenure of the of those out of the San Francisco office?
Sure. So our San Francisco office merged with Liebert Cassidy back in 2000. So the San Francisco office has been in existence for almost 25 years at this point. We have about 24 or 25 attorneys in the office. I've been with the firm for 18 years. In the last few years, we've had four partners retire who had been with the firm even longer than that. So our partners come in and stay until their retirement. There's only one partner in Liebert Cassidy Whitmore who left before retirement, and she left because her family relocated to Texas. So the partners in the firm are committed. They stay. It's a very stable and well-run organization. We pride ourselves on that. And in terms of our associate ranks, we've got associates who come to us right out of law school, all the way up to people who are on the verge of partnership, and their respective tenures, you know, vary based on the number of years they've been out of school. You're welcome. Thank you for the question.
All right. Any other questions? I'm not hearing any, so thank you very much. Very interesting.
Thank you.
Very nice presentation. All right. Any closing remarks, Erica?
No, I think now you take your action.
Yes, we do. Nice way to bat the ball right back over the net to me. All right, so if there are no further questions or comments, do we have a motion?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to authorize the CEO to execute a contract with Liebert Cassidy and Whitmore. Final call for questions. Seeing none, let's vote on the motion. Anderson. Chibotarev.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Zhu.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Wong.
Aye.
All right. That carries 9-0. Congratulations. Thank you. Looking forward to a great relationship.
We look forward to it as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you.